Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. And today's guest is, let's just say she's a personal trainer for your being. That's what she does. She is Christina Kokis from Everything is Energy. And we are going to be talking about so many cool stuff. Plus, little disclaimer, if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, we're going to be doing a little kind of a 10-minute kind of session, mini session later, which means that actually you might want to listen to this at a different time if you are operating anything that could cause you harm if you need to stop or fall asleep. Disclaimer done. Christina, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully, Gary, thank you. It's a gorgeous day. And it, as I say, what a wonderful world. I'm often singing Louis Armstrong's song. Because it is. My life is wonderful.
I can love it.
It's, you know, it's progressing every day and I absolutely love what I'm doing.
Brilliant, brilliant. So for the people who don't know anything about Everything is Energy and your kind of story, you know, how are you helping people at the moment before we move on to how you got into it?
At the moment, I'm working with a lot of people, removing their blockages that they've got. A lot of people have things to do at the moment with about panicking about COVID and things like that. Mm-hmm. And a little talk with me and giving them a few tools that are making them ask questions, which is the thing that we should always do. Always ask a question, but don't look for the answer. If you look for the answer, you're building a wall. You want that definite, people go for that they want the definite thing. They want to be well, they want money, they want prosperity, they want everything. You can't do it. If you say, I want that, you put a brick up and you build a lovely little wall and in the end you're behind it. And I'm one of these people that go and fire a cannonball through it. You know, big explosion. So that's what I love doing.
Love it. And I can remember back in August, we had a little chat and it completely changed my day. Just to kind of give you a heads up for the people who don't know, in September, I had my 2-day event, Grow Life. You can watch all the videos of catch up and all that kind of stuff. But when I spoke to Christina, it was the day of the launch of the tickets. And let's just say I was a bit frazzled. I was a little bit stressed. I was a bit...
Sorry,
I was a bit in my mind.
It was. You were panicking.
I was panicking. And I'm not going to lie, I was panicking. I was stressed. And it kind of built up to that morning. And I had a chat with you in between doing 3 or 4 different bits. And you just sat me down and we did an exercise, and that exercise changed the way that not only did I feel about that day, but actually going forward. And that was only a 10-15 minute session. Was that about it?
And that's what I'm going to do here. I'm going to take people through that.
And you said to me during it, well, before that, I don't know how to explain what I do, but it's almost like witchcraft. And it was like night and day. Between how I felt before and how I felt afterwards. And straight after that call, I went onto a Facebook Live and I was so relaxed during it, so relaxed. So honestly, when Christina says that she removes blockages and she breaks down walls, she does. And I've got this experience and I can vouch for her. But how did you get into it? How did you get into, you know, your business? How did you start it?
Wow. Shall I say, I first became aware of me being different and being able to do things when I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Okay.
From a real, well, I used to pick up animals that had been hurt and stroke them, birds with broken wings, and off they went, flying off. You've got rabbits with bad legs and everything the cat brought in. And I knew things. That came from, I don't know whether you'd call it a near-death experience, But at the age of two, I was stung by a wasp, literally.
Okay.
Rushed to the doctors, knew nothing of it, but all of a sudden I came round. I have this image of laying down, being stuck with needles, looking up and seeing the doctor's arched cabinet. I have almost total recall of my whole life since.
Wow.
Somebody says something and I can go back just like that. It's wonderful. I get told off for having such a good memory. And that's another thing, because I have a good memory, people try to question me and tell me I'm lying. And that really annoys me. I know the truth. And that's one thing that I cannot abide, is people that don't tell the truth. Because, as I said to you earlier, when I do some sessions with people, I put a background on my Zoom that say, mm-hmm. pigs on patrol, the I'm fine. Because people say to me they're fine. And I have this gift, and sometimes a curse, that I know what's going on in your body. I talk to your body. I talk to mm-hmm. your mind, to your being. So if somebody's lying to me, I know it. And yes. it is really interesting. And over the last few years, it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Every day something comes through that's happening with people. So wow. that's how I got into it.
So during a child, you obviously had this kind of, you say that you were slightly different from everybody else because of the kind of the experience, but how did that kind of manifest on a day-to-day basis? I'm just kind of nosy now. I'm really intrigued.
Oh, you can be very nosy. I was a lonely child. I was an only child. I also had an awful thing that my mother, until 2 weeks before she died, was telling everybody that she'd never wanted a daughter.
Wow.
And I didn't realise how much that hurt and how much, and it still kicks me occasionally, but I've got over it, I think. So I don't know whether it was protection or something, because of the wasp sting, I was kept away from other children in case anything happened. And I was at an 80th birthday party a few years ago, and somebody that I'd known from childhood actually came up to me and said, all us kids felt sorry for you because you were isolated. We had a big wall outside the house, and my father made a platform for me to look over so I could look at everybody. And it wasn't the best thing to watch and play in. And I say, could I go and play with somebody? No. I was told, no, you can't go. So I don't know whether it was what that was happening, but it really, really did hurt. Mm-hmm. And I was always the loner. I also had a very high intelligence, and I hid it. Mm. I had a chance to go to grammar school. I flunked the exam. I got to the borderline. You went for an interview, and I just sat there and hardly said anything. I could have gone, but I wanted to be like everybody else. And being different at childhood is, sorry for swearing, but that is. It is shit for being that. And it makes me very sad. But then, because of being different, I went down the scale of abuse from kids. And I was always being abused because my father was Latvian. So I don't have the British way of form everything. I have the Eastern Northern European build, and I was taller than kids. I was bigger than kids. I'd say more intelligent than some of them, but I was always being teased for it, and it was awful. It really was an awful experience. And that happened all through school. In secondary school, there were quite a few of us that were sort of misfits, and we all banded together. We sort of called ourselves misfits. And I still see some of them now, which is...
Oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah, we've sort of met up after 40-odd years, and we go off. Occasionally, we're on holiday. We meet, we chat, we go and have a drink. And life on that way is exciting.
So that was your kind of school years, which... it's tough, but I'm sure a lot of people listening will resonate with, and a lot of people resonate with different bits of that. How was kind of your kind of early work life? Did you kind of do a 9-to-5 job and kind of get,
yes,
or did you move straight into this?
Yeah, I did my fifth year at school, did my exams, my CSEs, GCEs. And I wanted to stay on. I wanted to go on to do my A levels because I wanted to. I had this thing that I actually wanted to be an air traffic controller.
Okay.
Because I love planes, absolutely amazing, and I wanted to do that. But I was told I couldn't do it because they couldn't. My parents couldn't afford to keep me on at school. I had to go and earn. So I had a job. Yes, I went to work in an office. I was actually, my first wage was £9 a week. And it used to end at about £8.48 by only the time the national insurance had been taken out my first year. And I had to give my parents or my mother £3 a week for my keep. And I had to save £3, and £3 was for me. So that's how I was brought up. Money was tight. My father came over to the UK as a displaced person in 1947 after being taken as a slave by the Nazis in 1943. He never went back to Latvia. But he would never become a British citizen. He said, "I'm Latvian. I am a proud Latvian. If I can't go home to my home, I can't go." So I'm half Latvian. I'm going to get my Latvian citizenship. I've decided on that. Working was fine. I worked in a hat factory in the office junior, then moved up a little bit there, and I went to work for a newspaper, the Oxford Mail and Times, and learned all about computers. I started playing with computers in 1975, big mainframes, and loving it. And then various jobs after that. Had a terrible car accident, bashed my head. Don't know whether that bashed any sense into me. then worked for a computer company, various other things. And then I started having weird sensations in my body in the 80s.
Okay.
And it found out that I have multiple sclerosis. I've had that since 1983, basically, because I sat there at work. I used to write with ink pen. I was writing an A for a total, going A, do the tick. No, it went all over the page. Beautiful, beautiful report, 20-odd lines, and looked good. And my doctor sent me to see a neurologist and said, we think you might have it. Then it's possible you have it. And at 87, you've definitely got it. Yeah. And I went down the awful route of doing poor me. And I had breakdowns. I also attempted suicide. I've done that 5 times. And I don't mind being honest about it. Different things and different people came up. I was a carer for my father with my mother, and then with my mother for her. And I'd also got 2 young children and a husband that I will not discuss him. I put him in the background.
That's fair.
Yeah. And so we went, went on from there. In 2001, my mother died. I was an only child. I expected that I would get everything. I didn't. My ex-husband had half because he was going to look after me. That didn't happen. So then we acrimoniously divorced. I moved 150 miles away from Oxfordshire to Kent. And I decided in 2002 to do that, that his marriage was over. But I didn't do it till 2005 because both my children were changing, would be changing schools. So I thought it'd be less disruption. And that's what happened. I have two very well-balanced, happy children, now aged 31 and 27. In jobs, they both love, and I'm happy. And that's where I found my spiritual journey.
Wow. So much to say, and thank you very much for sharing and being completely honest. And it's kind of taken me back because you're always a positive influence and your energy is kind of just shines out of you, which is fantastic. So to hear what you've gone through is taking me back a little bit, because actually I'm thinking, what, you know, if you've overcome all that you've overcome for, yeah, and we're not even talking about, you know, a couple of years, you know, this is year on year on year.
Yeah, it's from childhood.
How can you be this positive?
I honestly don't know, but I think the universe has a lot to help me with, and my higher power. I have no religion. What I call, I was Church of England. I was Methodist. I've explored all religions, and I have come to the conclusion, and a lot of people yell at me for it, that, okay, you look at them all and there's somebody at the top. It's the same damn person. It doesn't matter if you go down the Catholic or the Jewish or Buddhism or whatever, you've got somebody up there. It's the same person. It's just how people have diversified. And yes, and there's lots of control in religion too. So
that's fair enough.
Yes, that's a lot of what I have is people come to me that's behind them, that it's actually religion that has caught it, that they have been brought up that they have to do this, that and the other. And wowee, does that hold you back? You know, somebody that was brought up as strict Catholic, and because they wanted to, they had bowed down to it and they've been forced into it. You go to them saying, okay, what if I give you permission to give that away? Put it in a box away. That's not you. That's in the past. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can only go forward now. One of my mentors has got a fantastic saying, a mistake's only a mistake after the event. At the time you thought it was the right thing to do. And that is very
good.
Use it for a life lesson.
Love it. I love it. And I couldn't agree more with that mentor's message. Now, before we move into the session itself, instead of 10 minutes, you say that you've got, well, on your Facebook page and your website, it says that you've got your own style of healing called Equilibrium, which I can't say. Now, yes. Before we go into it, is that what we're going to be experiencing? Or can you tell us a little bit about it?
Brings us into balance. Equilibrium is the level piece. You know, it brings you into balance. Mm-hmm. I may change the name, but at the moment I'm still like equilibrium. I think it's good because it brings your body into being accepting and thoroughly enjoying yourself. And I love thoroughly enjoying myself. That's what the energy work has brought me joy. And the people that I can help, people ask me how I do it. I don't know. It's just a thing, you know. It just comes in and the questions come in. I join with your body, which is weird. I can work with people the other side of the world and sense what they're doing. I was working with somebody in the early hours this morning in America, and we'd done some work, and I could actually feel where the blockages were undoing in the body. I was typing it on Messenger, and she said, yes, that's what's happening. So it works. I don't understand it, but it changes lives.
Well, let's do a session now. Let's do a session. Yeah. So again, disclaimer time, if you are driving or you're operating heavy machinery or you're in a kind of situation that involves your focus and time, stop this podcast. Stop this podcast and listen to it when you have got time, when you're ready to relax, because honestly, this is going to be golden. But please be careful if you are listening to this whilst you're doing anything. So Christina,
yes,
the floor is yours. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Gary. So what we're going to do is I'd like you to take a nice breath first and just feel yourself. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm called the Bubble Lady because when I would do things, it makes people sparkle inside. So can you fill the room that you're sitting in with bubbles and explode them? And in front of you, there's this big pile of rubbish that's come down, you know, like the bits of a firework. So on 1, 2, 3, on an energy throw, which is a 4, I'm going to get rid of it. And just vaporize it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Next thing, fill your house with bubbles. Explode them all. All that rubbish. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go to your village, town or city. Fill that with bubbles. Oh. And explode them all. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go to your county. Oh. There's a few there. Fill that with bubbles. And explode them. And 1, 2, 3, 4. So good. All right, let's go to England. We'll fill the whole of that with bubbles. We explode them and bingo. 1, 2, 3, 4. We go to the size. No, I'm going to add in Wales first because they've got some trouble. So we'll fill that all with bubbles, explode them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Add in Scotland. Because there's one, two, fill it all. 1, 2, 3, 4. And we add in Northern Ireland and the whole of the Emerald Isle. Fill that with bubbles and explode. Oh, yeah, and explode them. And rubbish goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Now Europe. Let's fill that with bubbles. A few on Barnier, extra ones on Barnier, Merkel, Macron, to make our lives a little bit easier. So we're going to explode those. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So when we're going to go then, we're going to do the Northern Hemisphere. We add in Mr. Trump, Mr. Putin, the North Korean, who we haven't heard much of, and anybody else we think needs some extra energy. Fill that with bubbles and explode that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow, your eyes went then. Right, we're going to do the Southern Hemisphere this time because there's lots of things going on there, especially down in Antarctica at the moment. There seems to be some energy there. So let's fill that with bubbles and explode them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, now let's put the world together. Now we're going right to that centre spot. And I'm going to suggest we go out up through the axis to the north and south poles. We fill that with bubbles. We go out through all those layers, all through to the Earth's crust, into seas, up into the atmosphere. And no, I am not going to do Mary Poppins. Let's go up in the atmosphere, up to the ionosphere, right up through there, and fill that hole with bubbles and explode them. And we're going to clear that. Oh, there's some nasty stuff there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going on a little journey, a lovely journey. We go from Earth and we're going out to our solar system. I think today we need to do a boomerang effect. We need to go inwards, in past Venus and Mercury, take the boomerang shot past the sun, back past us, all the way up through to past Mars or the asteroid belt and the little green men, and throughout there, past Jupiter, the gas giants, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto, right out to that new one to the end. And we're going to say, fill that with bubbles and explode them all. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. The next place we're going to go is out through the Milky Way to our galaxy. And expand all out, fill it with bubbles as we go. Filling it with bubbles right out to the end. I'm going to explode more. 1, 2, 3, 4. That rubbish is gone. Now, leap of faith time. I want you to go and stand on the edge of your universe and look across it. And I'm going to ask Gary, what colour can you see?
I can see white.
Okay. I'm just going to ask a question. Are you refusing to look across it? Have you put a barrier up to stop you seeing the beauty? Yes.
No, I can see the white because that's the light coming from it.
The light, so that's emitting light. That's good. It's not got an opaqueness to it.
Yeah, so I suppose it is a bright light with in the centre, kind of radiating
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you right. So you're refusing even to look across your universe. I want you to do the very yes. You felt that in your neck. We need to do the elegant lady's breaststroke swim through it to remove those barriers so we can see your colours. So you know the ladies that go with their head high up. Go gently forward, push forward, pull back. Because if you were a lady, I would say be Salome and do the dance of the seven veils, remove them. So let's just gently do it. Now, everywhere you're holding on to that, can you destroy and then quit? Refusing to look forward, can you destroy and then quit? Right. Yes, your body relaxed there. So you need to do about another two push forwards, forward, push, pull. Yeah, I can watch your shoulders going. Right, any improvement on your colour?
I can see it's black.
It's black, yes, it's okay, that's fine. We can work with black. Yeah, don't worry about it. That's nothing, but at least we have that where we need to start from. Now we're going to make a problem sandwich. We're going to fill the universe with your universe with bubbles and explode them. And it's going to make like the first layer of bread. Then the next thing you do is you bring all your problems in, all these niggly ones, and you bring them in and you hug them. It's not a dull thing to do. Then you put them in the basket of the hot air balloon and let it go off. Let it rise up in the air. Now shoot the bloody thing down because all those problems are going to explode over the size of this universe. No molecule is going to touch another. Not one. Not one. It's definitely not going to do that. So then we fill the universe with bubbles again. And we explode them. And that's the middle layer of this triple decker. Now, my favourite layer, you bring all the people that have caused you aggro. Known and unknown, and you bring them all in. You get a nice little helium shaped balloon and stick them in individually. Add a few drops of acid, because I'm wicked, I want them to suffer before they get. So then let them go. Let them all float up. Now, please then go and shoot them all down. Please, can I suggest that it is something like an AK-47 or something like that? Because I had a lady have 40 bubbles and it took us 20 minutes to do it because she knew everyone and did work everyone individually. But all those parts will go all over the universe. No molecule will touch another. One could be 10 miles apart. Next one could be 1,000 miles apart. They will all be over there. Now the top layer. We're going to fill that with bubbles and explode them. And there we go. And then we're going to get rid of that sandwich. We're going to use something called an energy throw, a number 10, which is a photon interrupt. Photons are very high powered energy particles. So we're going to go and destroy them. So we're going to say 1, 2, 3, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, Right. What colour's your universe now?
It's blue.
Yeah. It's definitely not black anymore.
No.
No. And that is how I change the colours of people's universes. And that's it. So take a nice deep breath and bring yourself back. Aren't I wicked?
I don't know about wicked, but wow. So if people wanted to find more information, because obviously it's taking a bit of time, if people want to take more information about you and check you out on social and your website, how would they?
Right. My new website is almost ready. It's christinakokis.com. I finally decided that I was going to be me. I've had various other ones that I liked, but I didn't like. And I got kicked in the arse by somebody and said, oh, for God's sake, be you. So I'm me now. You can find me on Facebook at Christina Kokis or Christina Kokis, Everything is Energy. And there you will find all interesting little bits about change, testimonials, things, working with people and working with energy apps and changing people's lives from being having arthritis 2 days and 2 days after they're dropping down the road, things like that, you'll all find on Christine. My email is thechristinakokis@gmail.com, but that will be changing. My phone number is 07501-335627. But I will give
brilliant
you details on that.
Brilliant. And Christina's details will be all in the show notes as well. Now, I feel really relaxed. I feel almost in the days that I need to go out for a walk in a bit of nature. That's exactly how I feel, which is lovely. It's a nice way to feel. So for the people who are listening and watching, thank you so much. And before we kind of finish, I've got to ask you this one question. I ask everyone this. And that is, if you had one big takeaway, one big thing that you wanted to share with them, share the listeners, share with the viewers, what would it be?
Listen to your body's energy. Ask your body questions. Ask every questions for everything and don't look for the answer. Definitely don't do that. And learn how to do the body sway that will give you a yes and no. It's great fun. You ask it, you can ask your name and hopefully your body will go forward. There are a few people that are reverse polite. And also ask, is your name Mickey Mouse? And you'll probably end up on the bottom. But that will learn you how to use energy, because everything is energy, absolutely everything. From those pictures behind you to us and the air, everything is molecules, everything is total energy.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today. We're going to call it a day here, but we'll get you onto the show again next year in 2021. So yeah, let's do that. We'll make a date after this. But Christina, from the viewers, the listeners, and for myself, thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing and take care, everyone. And we'll see you next time for the next episode of The Grow Show. Christina, thank you so much for today.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.